Next Wednesday, your chance to get out and enjoy a little bit of fashion, a little bit of high tea as well at the Brankston Community Hall. It's the third annual Dress in Pink High Tea and Fashion Extravaganza. And a lady, very young lady that's been putting all of the finishing touches on that is Helen Scott. Good morning, Helen. Third year, I guess these things get bigger and bigger as we go along.
They do, and it's fantastic because of the support from our community, so it's great.
Look, the third one, are you sort of getting the hang of how to put together these sort of events now?
I'm getting there, slowly.
Or at least you got it all out of the way in the first couple of years. Look, it will be an interesting event now, the Dress in Pink, so we're wanting everybody to put their pink clothes on for the event?
Oh, they could wear something in pink. They don't have to wear pink, but if they wanted to wear pink jewellery or a handbag or a shirt or something like that, you're more than welcome. I won't be wearing pink, but my pink is black, so I'll be wearing black. So
okay. That's
me. I'm different.
And I'll leave my pink handbag at home as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it is a fashion extravaganza. So what sort of fashion can we expect next Wednesday, Helen?
We've got Dawn from Sue's Clothing at Rutherford, who will be supplying all the clothing for our models, and she's doing a lot of work prior to this. The girls just go in, get their clothes on, just parade around, show the ladies what we can get at Rutherford, and then after the parade they'll sit down, have morning tea that's been catered by the Brankston CWA ladies, sit there, chat, have a talk, have some raffle prizes, lucky door prizes. And it'll all be finished around about lunchtime.
And the most important thing, which you need to underscore as well, Helen, is that all of this is going towards the proceeds, that is, towards women's cancer research.
Oh, yes, yes. We're getting some volunteers from the Cancer Council in Singleton. They'll be helping with the raffle tickets and also help serving the morning tea as well. So without them, we'd be lost, because their extra pair of hands is absolutely fabulous.
Now, of course, I did hear you say that you've got all the ladies' fashion and the ladies' models all sorted out. You don't need any male models to come along on the day, because I think I'm available at that time.
Well, I'm sure I could find an absolutely fantastic dinner suit for you at the local op shop that you could wear. No trouble at all.
There we go. See, well, I'm helping you out, Helen. I'm helping you out. Look, it will be a great event next Wednesday, 10 o'clock through to midday, Brankston Community Hall. Dress in pink if you can, and a lovely high tea, and supplied by the lovely ladies at the Greater Brankston CWA. I'm sure we're all excited for next Wednesday, Helen.
Oh, we are. We are very excited. We can't wait.
And it's the third one around, so you pretty much got it right this time. I'll let you go and get all the organising done. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning, Helen.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Helen Scott from the Greater Brankston CWA, the Dress in Pink High Tea and Fashion Show, Brankston Community Hall, will be, by the sound of things, a very fun event next Wednesday, 10 to midday.